Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Morley Griffith. She's a champion beef advocate. We're back with Morley in just a moment.
Stop changing fly control products each season and turn to Altacid IGR for horn fly specific control year after year. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With this premixed feed through, you won't be measuring fly control into cattle minerals, you'll be measuring added weight gains. With no known resistance and still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day, make Altacid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altacidigr.com.
This is James Langford, and I approve this message because we must secure America's borders.
And I'm Brandon Judd, the president of the National Border Patrol Council. There's a record number of people and drugs flowing illegally across our southern border. I'm grateful for a faithful conservative leader like Senator James Langford, who stands strong with us to secure our borders, build the wall, and solve the other critical border security measures we desperately need. Please support Oklahoma and our great nation by voting for U.S. Senator James Langford.
Paid for by Families for James Langford.
Morley Griffith is from the Dale FFA chapter, and she was the senior champion in the Oklahoma Cattle Women Beef Advocacy Junior Contest over this last weekend. It was our privilege to interview all 40 contestants in the media portion of the contest. We wanted to share with you some of Morley's winning interview.
I've been involved in the cattle industry since I was 5 years old. I started out as a show program, but as I've gotten a little bit older, my dad and my family has kind of introduced me to integrating in the registered and commercial cow-calf operation that we run at home, where I kind of have deemed myself the herd manager, where I'm in charge of vaccination protocols, making breeding decisions for our cow-calf operation, where our cow-calf operation feeds back directly into our show program, where I've gotten to see bred and owned cattle in the show ring be successful. So that's a really rewarding experience, as well as I serve on several boards. I serve on the Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen's Board. I'm the president of the Oklahoma Club Calf Association. So I believe in the beef industry and what it does for youth. So I'm definitely very proud to be a part of it.
So tell me, you know, as we raise our animals, consumers have questions.
Absolutely.
They want to know, you know, are we taking good care of those animals? Are we treating them humanely? What is the beef cattle industry's story we need to tell back to consumers about how we do it the right way?
I think to fully understand the validity of that statement, you kind of have to understand what farmers and ranchers and beef producers have to do. They're faced with the ever-growing challenge of feeding and clothing a growing population with fewer and fewer resources. I know that my show cattle specifically are treated, I treat them better than I kind of take care of myself. So in that way, but also within just beef producers who are outside of the show cattle world, they definitely take the right protocols. I think we've seen COVID-19 increase how seriously we take that to make sure that people are having the healthiest beef that they can.
You mentioned beef. We're producing beef, obviously.
Yes, sir.
So consumers have questions about that too. They want to know, is this a good choice for my family? What is the nutritional story we need to share with consumers?
I think the nutritional story that you need to start with consumers is just a big statement is beef is what's for dinner. It's something that's easily accessible for people. It's affordable. It's high in protein. It provides nutrients for kids and adults to grow. I think that some specific add-ins that it has provides zinc and B12. And it can provide you with natural nutrients that your body can use to be active in your daily lifestyle.
For that consumer, they're having to make hard choices right now with the increase of a lot of food items, including beef. Beef
yes.
is more expensive than pork or poultry, for example, but yet a lot of consumers, a lot of moms, choose beef for their families. Why do you think that is?
I think the easiest way to put that is because how long it's been around and how trusted that it is for families within Oklahoma and all across the country. I think that we believe in our farmers and our ranchers that produce the beef, and we, as I'm involved in it, I find it easy to advocate for our beef producers because of how much work that they put in. So I think people can recognize that and see that, and so they trust that process, and I think that we should continue that cycle for sure.
Champion beef advocate Morley Griffith. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Coyote Hills annual production sale, Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 limousine and Limflex bulls, 50 fall calving cow-calf pairs, 20 spring calving females, 15 fall calving bred heifers, and 10 breeding age Limflex bulls. Call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The Coyote Hills annual production sale, Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.